Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC's newest store in Columbia City is now open on the corner of Rainier and Edmonds. Directions and more can be found at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Say, Stein, did you know that August is Washington Wine Month?
Somehow I missed that. Thank you for letting me know.
Question number two. How many wineries in Washington State?
I don't know. 25.
Oh, come on.
45?
More than 850.
Man, people in this state must be ape for grapes, unlike me.
You're not a big wine drinker.
I'm really not. I don't really care about wine all that much, and I know next to nothing about it.
When I first started drinking wine, I knew next to nothing about it. And the only way you can learn is by continually tasting wine. So you don't have to have anybody tell you what kind of wine you should like. There's so many places around here where you can actually go wine tasting. Who needs to go to Napa Valley or Sonoma? You don't even need to go to Woodinville anymore. Although I have to tell you, Woodinville is an incredible place to taste. They now have something like 85 tasting rooms.
And these are places where you can take a little sip and then spit it out.
Actually, you're certainly welcome to swallow it. But when you drink a lot of wine, and I had a lot of wine this past week, I swear to you, I think I tasted something like 200 Washington wines.
Doesn't it all start tasting the same after drinking so many?
After drinking so many, you would. But after taste, if you taste it right, if you spit like I did, I've never been a big spitter. I always drink my wine, but when you're having that many, spitting it out is a pretty important thing.
What is this spitting stuff all about? You swish it around in your mouth, roll your eyes up in your head, and look look all sophisticated, and then you've got to spit the stuff out. So
that's right. And I don't think there's an extremely delicate way to do it, but you need to make like an O with your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Just think of it as whistling backwards, and then
one expectorates.
A nice wide bucket is the best thing to have on hand.
A nice wide bucket is always a useful accessory in any drinking endeavor.
I remember when there were no wineries operating in Seattle at all, except for Will Ridge Winery, the oldest continuously operating winery in the city. So they opened in 1988 in the Madrona neighborhood. But now there's so many more wineries here in Seattle, you wouldn't even believe it.
Well, when you say a winery, do you mean just a place where they're not growing grapes in Seattle, right?
Well, almost every winery gets their grapes from Eastern Washington, but the winemakers are here and the facilities are here. And one of the big news in the last several weeks is that Walla Walla winemaker Charles Smith opened that enormous new Jet City Winery and Tasting Room near Boeing Field. It's the biggest urban winery on the West Coast now.
So a winery doesn't need to grow its own grapes, huh? Two wineries might produce two different tasting wines from the identical grape?
That's correct. That's what winemaking's all about.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what one of the winemakers told me, and I thought this was hilarious? He said it takes a lot of beer to make good wine. So these folks are drinking a lot of beer while they're making wine. I got a really great tip from Kit Singh. He's the owner and winemaker at Lauren Ashton Cellars in Woodinville. He's also a dentist. I asked him, how do you get all that red stuff off your teeth when your teeth are stained? And he said, don't brush your teeth till like 2 hours afterward. He also said, use a little just straight baking soda when you're brushing your teeth. And definitely, of course, he said you should go see your dentist every 6 months and have your teeth cleaned.
So, Nancy, any parting words of advice for people that would like to know more about wine?
Just drink it.
You'd better copyright that before Nike gets hold of it.
It's the only way you're going to learn to like it and to learn what it is that you really like.
With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Black and white, smoothie, oldie, black and white.
Leeson, I'm Dick.
I never drink wine.
Stein.